with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Topping our rundown today, a look ahead at the Atlanta Falcons. And, Mike, I should say the offensive-minded Atlanta Falcons. Number one in scoring, number one in yards. Certainly a worthy opponent in that regard.
Oh, definitely. Very explosive. They're doing it both in the run and the pass. Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, they're off to a tremendous start.
Those guys are the headline acts. And let's talk about Jones first. He's already got over 800 yards receiving, averages better than 20 yards a catch. I thought you hit it right on the head earlier in the week when you said this guy is the complete package.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's one of those type of receivers when he's in a one-on-one situation. You can see there's great trust from Matt Ryan to just to put the ball up, and he can go up and get it. Excellent route runner, has the vertical speed to get behind you, breaks a lot of tackles. I mean, he's excellent player.
Ryan, it looks like a case of a guy who's always been a good player, off to a terrific start, 16 touchdown passes, a quarterback rating 113+. He's playing well, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. You can see the comfort that they have in Kyle Shanahan's system now, and it starts with the run, starts up front, and really the action game has been extremely productive for him.
On defense, Mike, the Falcons are good versus the run. They're top 10. The numbers say, anyway.
Yeah.
Good versus the run, top 10. Not so good versus the pass. They're kind of bottom of the barrel there. What are you seeing?
Good up front. I think it definitely supports the numbers. And, two excellent corners. I'm going through some change at the linebacker position and so forth. And they're pretty young. It's a scheme that we've seen a few times already this year, very similar to Dallas, very similar to Jacksonville. So this will be a big challenge for us, especially being on the road in the dome. The crowd noise there, we're expecting a loud crowd. They've played really good football. They've lost two in a row. So this is a big game for both teams.
Mike, the Falcons coming off one of those losses to the Chargers, led by 17 late in the first half, end up losing in overtime. Now, as the head coach of the opponent, do you give a darn about what kind of game the opponent is coming off of?
Oh, no, not really. You just, the best thing about the video that we study, there's no audio. I mean, you just stay focused on the video.
True to the video.
Oh, absolutely. And really, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and who they're doing it with, and make sure that our guys are ready for the matchup.
Mike, let's talk about the team in the mirror, your team. And prior to the Bear game, you said, we're going to be stressed at running back and cornerback. And my question is, are you still stressed, and how do you plan to go ahead if you are?
Well, I mean, Don Jackson will be, he'll definitely be a week, better and prepared, now coming here on a short week, so he's definitely further along. Rutkowski, he's done a lot of good things for us, so I mean, that's kind of where we are at the running back position, and we're a week better.
Mike, you added Geronimo Allison and Jermaine Whitehead to the active roster this week, and I want to focus on Allison a little bit. He's listed as 6'3", but he plays longer, doesn't he?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's very long levers, and just really has a unique skill set. His ability to get in and out of breaks has done an excellent job, as you saw in the preseason, made some big plays. Being on a practice squad for the first six weeks has been very helpful for him, and he's ready for his opportunity.
Brought in Niall Davis prior to the Bears game, had just a couple days to prepare. Has he been able to absorb a little more of your offense?
Very bright. I know both special teams and the offensive coaches feel very good about just the way he's picked up the terminology. So he's played in the league for 3 years, so he'll be ready to go in Atlanta.
Thank you, Mike. More of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
I'm Lance Allen. Coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show, our special guest, Ty Montgomery. Is he a running back or a receiver? He answers that. And his wonderful advocacy of foster parents, getting more of them involved in the state of Wisconsin. We'll talk about that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the Mike McCarthy Show, and our special guest this week, Ty Montgomery. Ty, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I guess the first question right off the bat is, are you a running back or are you a wide receiver?
I've been getting that question a lot lately, and my answer has always just been, I'm a football player. Wherever they tell me to line up, that's where I'm going to line up and execute my job.
When they first approached you with this, kind of like the Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades thing, what were your thoughts?
I got really excited. I think it speaks to one of my personality. I think it speaks to my personality as a football player as well, just to be able to do multiple things and be anywhere and be dangerous from anywhere.
19 touches in the last game against the Bears. I believe it was 10 catches and 9 rushes. I would imagine that you like that, that the variety is something that you're handling the ball on a consistent basis.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun doing a lot of different things. I mean, nothing is ever stagnant. Not that football is stagnant, but especially when you're playing multiple positions, the mindset is different when you're playing receiver, and the mindset is different when you're lined up in the backfield and you got to protect the quarterback or run the football and things like that. So it's a lot of fun.
I know you played running back in high school, but how do you have no fear to run between the tackles like what you do?
I don't know. I guess that came from my mom. She taught me how to get in the three-point stands. She would teach me how to run hard, and she would always be like, you got to run through them boys. That's what you got to do. And it was her that taught me from an early age to always be the first one to get up. So that's what I try to do. It's not so easy at this level, but be the first one to get up. And then I grew up, I mean, it was on YouTube at the time, but I was watching Walter Payton and Earl Campbell. Mm-hmm. I was at the game when Emmitt Smith broke the rushing record. I was a huge Eddie George fan. That's my background. That's where it came from.
So I imagine when you watch the film or when you talk to your mom and you were that close to scoring at the 1 yard line in the last game against the Bears, I imagine you heard about it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't running hard enough.
Is that just something that you're going to learn over time because you're relatively new to the position at this level?
Yeah, I mean, with experience, it's definitely going to get better. Some things only experience can teach you. And I know after a certain point or after a few touches, I can guarantee you, don't plan on having another 4th-and-1 like that one again. I'm going to learn from that one and find a way to get that done.
You know, it's kind of a unique situation here where you're a Stanford guy and Aaron's a Cal guy, and I know a lot of times hate is kind of a strong word, but a lot of times there's some dislike there. How do you guys get along so well being from opposite sides, so to speak?
We joke about it sometimes, but, you know, when it's time to put on the green and gold, or as it was Thursday night, we put on the white, it's all in the past. I mean, it's all fun and games off the field, but, you know, it's a good, friendly, joking rivalry. But when it's time to put on those colors and play, it's time to get down and we on the same team.
I know last year with the ankle injury, it wore on you a little bit. How refreshing and how fun is this year for you?
It's so refreshing, and it's so much fun. I know I'm stealing the words right out of your mouth, but it really is. It feels like I've been on a journey. It felt like I was off to a good start, and then the injury happened my rookie year. And then trying to work back, and then miss a little bit of training camp, and then wasn't playing too much at the beginning of the season, and now I'm back to playing, you know, as much as I was before, close to it, and it's so much fun, it's so refreshing to finally be back out there.
Being a Stanford guy, does that help you adjust to that role at running back? Because you're naturally smart. It just seems like you pick up on things really well.
I like to say that me being quote unquote smart is just a lot of discipline that was instilled in me growing up. My mom, I can remember when I was young, had me learning how to spell before I can even remember starting school. We had these little flashcards, and she would always tell me, work smart, not hard. And after a certain point, you know, what I started to get from her is, you know, I hope I don't offend anyone when I say this, but being smart isn't so much as what you're born with. Do you listen? Do you take the extra time to listen? If you struggle with something, do you do the extra work to go figure out what it is? And, you know, after a certain point, you know, for me personally, I learned, well, I guess if I'm going to be smart, then I guess that just means I'm going to listen very attentively and I'm going to make sure that I apply everything that I learn.
And speaking of your mom, I mean, you have a very deep and rich relationship with her and the whole foster care program and getting people statewide to get involved in the foster care program. Maybe explain to you why that's near and dear to your heart and the wonderful thing that you and your mom are doing.
Well, we originally started because I wanted siblings, and my mom couldn't have any more kids, and that's kind of how we started. And so it took off from there, and eventually the foster care system and the JDCs around the area, and even the kids that we brought in wanted us to bring in either their siblings or kids that they couldn't find homes. Mm-hmm. And most of the kids that we brought in ended up being long-term. And for us, it was just a way to give somebody family, somebody something that my mom was able to give to me, but other kids couldn't have from other people. I mean, the kids that we took in, a lot of them started calling us their mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their family became our family. And next thing you know, I have this huge extended family. And now my mom has, you know, 17 or more sons. She has grandkids. I have nieces and nephews. And it was just all about giving somebody love and family, because you don't have to be blood to be able to do that for someone.
And you're engaged, so someday that may be in your future as well.
Yes, definitely.
That's awesome. Ty, good work.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the show. On the Mike McCarthy Show, that's Ty Montgomery. Next up, it's Larry and Mike on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Rodgers alone to the shotgun. First and goal at the four. Throw to the middle of the end zone. Diving grab. Touchdown.
Welcome back. Mike, during the fourth quarter against the Bears, you scored a couple of touchdowns. And the common denominator to me, to the untrained eye, was quick crossing routes between your perimeter people. Could you coach us up on those plays?
Definitely. Both these touchdowns, you'll see, were in, you know, four wide outs and one tight end. You know, we're spreading out the Bears. They exclusively going with a four-man rush. And as you'll see, that there's a big difference between the 5-yard line and the 3-yard line. So what this is really part of our basic three-step package, where you got slants and drags. You can see down here, Richard Rodgers goes in motion. So with that, there's motion information, you know, letting everybody know what the coverage is, you know, what we're expecting. And you can see inside the slot, Randall's on a three-step slant. Jordy's also on a slant. He's going to cross face. And you can see where Aaron does. You know, there's four on three here, but he got the two one-on-ones up top. So you can obviously see why Aaron's working the one-on-ones. The Bears try to switch off, you know, playing in and out type concept between number one and two, and it doesn't quite work out. So, you know, you can see Ty, he runs the drag. Devontae beats him across his face on the slant. Excellent route and a pretty easy touchdown for us. And you can see the miscommunication between the two Bears.
So. You see that miscommunication. Is that why coaches get gray hair?
Well, you know, it just goes to show you the room for error down here. So, yeah. And with that, to pass that off, you know, a split second is the difference between, you know, an incompletion or completion or a big play for the defense. So, you know, now with that, you take that and now you move the ball up, you know, 2.5-3 yards, a whole different scenario. So you can see even the timing of the quarterback as far as his footwork, the speed, and how these routes are going to go. And then, once again, we create a three-man side. Same motion we use with Richard Rodgers. Now it's just Jeff Janis. So we create the three-man side, motion information for the quarterback. And then, once again, down here you have the one-on-one, the two one-on-ones with Jordy and Randall. And this is, we call it a race route. And basically, Randall's, he's on a race that's 6 yards inside the pylon. He's going to run the corner. And then Jordy's going to push up vertically, make sure he holds the coverage on number one, you know, by number 21. And then if he can beat him across his face, he takes it. If not, he puts his foot in the ground, comes back outside for the pylon. But, you know, this is excellent. Randall sets him, gets the leverage, and you see Aaron throws on time with a lot of anticipation. Good throw, good catch. Randall gives him a nice window to throw into there between himself and the front pylon. So, and the best part about it right here is the finish, particularly the smile that matches the, you know, yeah, that's awesome. Look at that. That's good stuff.
That's great stuff. And, Mike, what's really interesting to the untrained eye, there's similar concepts to the untrained eye, and yet those are totally different route concepts, aren't they?
Oh, totally. I mean, there's a big difference between the 5-5.5 yard line and the 3-yard line. And those two concepts, those two, you know, two-man concepts are totally different routes.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, some unfinished business from the Bears game. We got to hand out game balls. Stay with us. Welcome Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, I think you set a new intercollegiate record with four offensive game balls.
Yes, four game balls. I was a little concerned. You know, I had to call Red Batty to see if we had that many footballs done. But obviously, an offensive explosion there, starting with Aaron Rodgers. Just the numbers and break. Anytime you break a Green Bay Packer record, that says so much. No different than Devontae Adams. Tying the record with Don Hutson with the 13 catches. And then Randall Cobb playing everywhere. Running back in the slot, I thought it was outstanding. And then also Ty Montgomery. What can you say about the production that he had? Just his first real opportunity to take a full load there. His production, particularly running the football, was outstanding.
Only one comment on that, Mike. With all those yards and accomplishments, somebody had to do some blocking. Line in there, Mike. What's the deal?
Well, no doubt. I mean, they were definitely up for it. So the offensive coaches vote on it, and this is what we come up with. So.
All right, we'll go with it. Anyway, who'd you choose on defense?
Well, Nick Perry. Nick Perry played lights out, and I think he's just he's getting stronger and stronger each game. He's getting more attention, obviously, for the way he's performed, but just dominant both the run and pass.
What a powerful man, and yet he's athletic, and we've been seeing that with the interception and the sack chase. Just a very athletic big guy.
Absolutely, and really does a great job playing with his leverage, too. So Nick's having a great year.
On to special teams, who got that game ball?
Marwin, I think we all remember the play, the tackle inside the 20 on the kickoff. But, this is really a combination of things, just the way he's been playing the last couple games. And he's doing a lot of really good things. And, he's kind of chomping at the bit, too, to get an opportunity on defense.
Wanted to ask you about a young defensive player who I thought is really starting to show up, and that's Blake Martinez. He just seems to be developing the ability to play faster.
Definitely. Instinctive, smart, clearly understands the scheme. You can see he's really down into, what the offense is doing each week. The interception return was unique. There was the 3-second pause that think, oh, yeah, I can still run, and then he starts running, and then he broke 17 tackles. So, there's a little conversation maybe moving him to running back, but we're going to leave him over there on defense.
Another young fellow that seems to be showing up more on the defensive side of the ball. We're starting to see some of Kenny Clark's strength and his ability, a little snap and go get the ball.
Definitely. I think you're seeing what everybody saw, obviously, when he come out of college. And he's just been getting better and better each week. So you and I have talked about him almost regularly here the last couple of weeks. And we keep saying, I think this is his best game. He's gotten better. And he definitely took another big step against Chicago.
If we could finish up with kind of a salute, I loved what Ladarius Gunter did in the Bear game. Had some bad moments in the Cowboy game, but boy, he came back, and I just think that speaks volumes about Ladarius.
Yeah, it tells you so much about him as a man, and it tells you so much about the path that he's taken, not only to get to this point, but to where he's going. I just love his work ethic. I love his no-nonsense attitude, and it definitely came out against the Bears.
All right, we'll wrap it up on the Mike McCarthy Show when we come back.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Time for the last word from head coach Mike McCarthy. And Mike, certainly recently you've gone through some coaching challenges. And we talked about it, stress at running back, stress at cornerback. But is there a certain satisfaction being gained from dealing with those kind of things as you figure out a way around them?
I mean, the satisfaction comes after you win the game. So at the end of the day, it's about doing everything you have to do to win the game. No one understands that or works harder at that than our players. It's a new challenge going to Atlanta. We haven't traveled in, 6 weeks? So that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. So it definitely feels a little better when you go down a tougher road.
Mike, your defense is back in the number one position against the rush, both in yards and average. And on the other side of the ball, you can block folks. You got a good offensive line. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, well, this team's foundation, they can block, and they can tackle. Now, as you confront some of these challenges, is that kind of comforting? Because the basic elements of football, you guys got it.
Well, I mean, it goes back to the division that you have to create and you have each and every year for your football team. And you talk about this time and time again on how every team is different. This team's clearly different than the other 10 that I've coached here. And it starts up front. We knew it early. We established that in preseason. That was by design, and that's where it starts with us. So, and that's something we'll continue to build off of and get better and better each week.
Mike, good luck against the Falcons. Thank you for watching, and until next time, take care.